Welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives of WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection. Numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I am your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this amazing collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into like cubby holes with about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections of the cubby holes to grab from, and I'm just going to randomly select some records off the wall. That's what I would normally do. Now, this week's a little different. We're going to go back to the year 1989, but we have a tremendous intern this year working at WTBR and PCTV, Harper, putting in all of the records into a database, and they've been going through them all, and they had a year out in 1989 and just had an amazing set of records. So before they got put back on the shelf, I grabbed them, and I just grabbed this stack, and it's so they're not so random. They're pretty much all clustered around the same kind of numbers here, because each record in our collection has a number on it, which coincides with the order in which it was received. So we're going back to the year 1989, so these records will all have an 89 on them. But again, I couldn't help but notice that this is an amazing set of records. So you're pretty much going to know most of these songs on here over the next hour. And we're going to start off with a group called Loverboy, who were very big in the 80s. And by 1989, they were putting out a greatest hits album called Big Ones. And that was on Columbia Records. It's catalog number 89-509. So I had a lot of tracks I could possibly choose from to play. Again, it's Greatest Hits record. We're going to start off, actually, the first three tracks are all going to be off Greatest Hits records that came out in 1989. So we're going to start off with this track from Loverboy. We're going to be playing a song called Lovin' Every Minute of It. Now, this song here was from originally 1985 off of their album Lovin' Every Minute of It, written by Mutt Lange, the great producer. And, you know, he wrote the song, didn't produce the song, but he wrote the song, and it came off the album. And it did pretty well. It hit number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. So here we go. Here's Loverboy with Lovin' Every Minute of It right now on Random Draw.
I'm kidding.
That's the Moody Blues with Your Wildest Dreams. Before that, we heard Robert Palmer and his song, Bad Case of Lovin' You, parentheses, Doctor, Doctor. And we start off the show with Loverboy and their song, Lovin' Every Minute of It. And we're loving every minute of these greatest hits collections that started off the show. Because that Robert Palmer song was taken from the album Addictions, Volume 1, which was the greatest hits album here at WTBR. Catalog number 89-461 was released on Island Records. And that song that we played for you, Bad Case of Lovin' You, actually was a song written and recorded originally by an artist named Moon Martin. A year later, in 1979, Robert Palmer released it, and it became a big smash hit for him. It reached number 14 here in the United States in the Billboard 100, and it became sort of one of his definitive tracks of his career. But again, we were listening to it off of the Greatest Hits album. Again, another chock full of great songs on here for you. If you're into the Robert Palmer thing, it's definitely one you should have. So that was Robert Palmer with Bad Case of Lovin' You. And we closed out that set with the Moody Blues and their hit song, Your Wildest Dreams, which was a big comeback song from the Moody Blues. By the mid-80s, they were kind of, they're not forgotten because it's the Moody Blues, but they were kind of out of favor as far as top of the charts. But in 1986, they released this as a single, Your Wildest Dreams, and then later put it on an album called The Other Side of Life. But we were playing it off of the Moody Blues Greatest Hits Collection, which came out on Polygram Records in 1989. It's 89-463 here at WTBR. And again, like I said, that song was a big hit smash for them. Hit number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100, hit number 1 on the Adult Contemporary charts here in the United States, which again, for an older group like that, is just amazing. And again, that video got played a lot on MTV, which is amazing for a group of their age at that time. So there you go. That was the Moody Blues with Your Wildest Dreams. All right, let's move over to some more songs. These aren't from Greatest Hits albums, but you'll certainly recognize all the tracks. And we're going to start with Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, one of the biggest musicians of all time, and that's Billy Joel. And in 1989, he was putting out his album Stormfront, which I always think of now looking back. That's his next to last album. In 1989, he was putting out a big album for him on Columbia Records, featured the number one song, We Didn't Start the Fire. I'm not going to play that for you. I'm sure you've heard that enough. But we are going to play another song that was another big hit for him, his other top 10 single from that album. It's a song called I Go to Extremes. It hit number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100. So here you go. Here's Billy Joel with I Go to Extremes right now on Random Draw.
Sharp as a knife, I feel like I'm in the prime of Thank you.
Sowing the Seeds of Love, that was Tears for Fears. Before that, we heard Show Don't Tell by Rush, and we started off this set of music with I Go to Extremes by Billy Joel. Now, that Rush song that you just heard, Show Don't Tell, was on Rush's 13th album, an album called Presto, which was released on their own label on Atlantic Records internationally. It was their first album, I believe, not on Mercury. Yeah, I always think of Rush, I think of Mercury Records, but there you go. So this is another album for them. Sort of, again, I always think of them as very much a cultish band as far as, at the time, I remember I was a teenager when this album came out, and you had the certain kids who really liked Rush, and they were big into this album. I didn't get it till a few years later, which speaks a lot more for me, I think, than my friends. But there you go. That was Rush with the Show Don't Tell from their album Presto. And then we followed up with a song that was a big smash hit for Tears for Fears, and that was the Sowing the Seeds of Love, and that was taken from their album Seeds of Love, which was released on Fontana Records here in the United States. It's catalog number 89-456 here at WTBR. Again, it was a big album for them. They also had another hit on this one called Woman in Chains, but I always think when I hear that song, I just think of all the Beatles influences that it sounds like that you hear on that song. So certainly I can understand where those come from. Everyone seems to be influenced by the Beatles. That song just more so than others, maybe. So that was Tears for Fears with Sowing the Seeds of Love. All right, we'll be right back here on Random Draw. Stay tuned. We got some more great random music coming from the year 1989. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sundrini.com.
Good afternoon, my radio listening friends. Are you ready to discover songs you love in a whole new light? Well, tune in to Newman's Undercover.
Hello, Newman.
Where we shine a spotlight on the best and most fun and special cover songs from all musical styles. Join me every Tuesday from noon to 1 p.m. on 89.7 FM, WTBR Community Radio.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
WTBR. I'm no slouch myself.
Don't sell yourself short, Judge. You're a tremendous slouch.
We're back here on Random Draw and listening to some great music from the year 1989. I want to take this opportunity to remind you to get the podcast for our show wherever you get podcasts, including Google and Apple Music, stuff like that. You can take a look. The best way I always say is go to our website, WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get my podcast. You can get all the other podcasts for all the other great shows. You can see the full schedule of programming. There's also a nice donate button at the top, so you can hit that button and give us whatever you can to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at the station. All right, let's jump back into some more great music from the year 1989, and we're going to let the females who are having some great records come out in 1989 take over for the next few tracks, and we're going to start off with one you may not know, but it's an artist named Michelle Schacht, and in 1989, she was putting out a single called On the Greener Side, and I actually had this song on a cassette single, so if that doesn't date me, I don't know what will, but this song was taken from her third album, an album called Captain Swing, and it's released on Mercury Records. And what I actually have for you in the studio right here was actually a 12-inch single of the song On the Greener Side. And it's catalog number 89-479. So here is Michelle Schacht right now with On the Greener Side.
Side. inside.
And he hated.
And that was Madonna with Express Yourself. Before that, we heard Stevie Nicks with the song Rooms on Fire. And then we opened up this set of amazing female artists who were having a great year in 1989 with Michelle Schacht and her song On the Greener Side. Now, that Stevie Nicks song was taken from an album, her fourth studio album called The Other Side of the Mirror, which was released on Atlantic Records, and it's catalog number 89-520. That album was a big, as a continuation of her amazing career, a lot of hit singles. That song in particular, Rooms on Fire, hit number 16 on the Hot 100. So you can't go wrong with that, obviously. A nice top 20 hit. The album itself hit number 10 in the U.S. So, again, nice continuation of her Fleetwood Mac and solo career. You can always count on a good Stevie Nicks single. So there you go. That was Stevie Nicks with Rooms on Fire. And, of course, if you've heard any kind of music since the 80s, you definitely know Madonna, and you probably have heard Express Yourself. That single was taken from her smash album, Like a Prayer, which came out in 1989. And I remember buying this one on CD when I was, 14 years old, because you couldn't really avoid it. Had a number one smash hit in the title track, Like a Prayer. That song we played for you, Express Yourself, only reached number two on the chart, so I guess that's okay. She had another number two hit, Cherish, at number two, and Oh Father hit number 20 off this album. So not too shabby for an album having that many top 20, having four top 20 hits. You don't see that too often. So again, that's the Express Yourself. It sounds like an album version, because I remember being a little different maybe in the video for you. So there you go. That was Madonna with Express Yourself. All right, we got time for a couple more tracks here. We're going to play a couple more tracks from, again, some amazing Hall of Fame artists who were coming out with big albums, who had been around for a long time, and we're going to start with one of the biggest of all time, and that's the Rolling Stones, who are putting out their album Steel Wheels, which was considered very much a comeback album, because for most of the 80s, they either weren't releasing albums, were releasing so-so solo albums, or very, I guess you could say, less than so-so studio albums like Dirty Work and Undercover, which had some decent songs, but again, weren't up to the Rolling Stones standard as far as hits go and as far as chart positions go. But Steel Wheels was certainly a return to form. Had a lot of great songs on there. Mixed Emotion, Rockin' a Hard Place, Can't Be Seen, Almost Hear You Sigh. But we're going to play the opening track on the album. And here's a song by the Rolling Stones called Sad, Sad, Sad off of their album Steel Wheels, right now on Random Draw.
We'll be right back.
Was Eric Clapton with Bad Love, and before that we heard the Rolling Stones with Sad, Sad, Sad. Now that Eric Clapton song was taken from his 1989 album called Journeyman, which was on Duck Records, his own imprint on Reprise, and it was catalog number 89-471. And again, this was another sort of return to form for a big artist, Eric Clapton. Again, in the 80s, he had a few, I would say a handful of really good singles, but at the time, he hadn't really put out an album that really took hold until Journeyman, and that had a lot of great hits on there, like Pretending and No Alibis. Running on Faith was also on there, Before You Accuse Me. But Bad Love has always been one of my favorites. It's one of my favorite guitar solos from Clapton. That song hit number one on the U.S. mainstream rock tracks, hit number 88 on the singles chart, so not so good. But there you go. That was Eric Clapton with Bad Love. Well, that wraps it up for us here on Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time, folks, here on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.